Irony comes in many forms. For Alan Olufsen, irony came in the guise of a thrift store T-shirt. And he was wearing it.
I was at an airport a few days ago when a woman approached me. "Oh my God, that's so weird. You went to Georgetown Day School?" "We went to the same day school. When were you there?" "I'm sorry, you must have me confused with someone else," I explained. "I never went to Georgetown Day School." "Then why are you wearing a Georgetown Day School T-shirt? It's even got our cricket mascot." "Oh," I replied with what I hoped was dignified finality. She continued staring at me. I added helpfully. She had busted me. I was indeed wearing a Georgetown Day School T-shirt, but I had never gone to, or heard of, or had any thoughts whatsoever about Georgetown Day School. I bought the T-shirt at a thrift store because I liked the retro design, and now, here I was, face to face with an actual alumna. Not until this moment did it ever occur to me that Georgetown Day School was a real place, where real people really went to school. The cricket mascot, its profile enclosed in a circle on my shirt, was also probably painted on the school's walls and quite possibly existed somewhere as a mascot outfit with an oversized head. When I explained how I came into the shirt, the woman gave a weak smile and walked off, leaving me feeling vaguely guilty, like I had stolen something from her. When did it come to this? When did I resort to buying other people's memories? I've always loved T-shirts, but they used to be a celebration of my own individuality, starting with the iron-on. I don't know who invented the iron-on, but he was the Gutenberg of the clothing industry, taking self-expression through T-shirt down from the cloistered towers of elite silk screeners to the people. It was the late 70s, and never before were so many free to say so much with such a vast array of unicorns and rainbows. In the 80s, I expressed myself with the obnoxious joke T-shirt. Example, Scumby. He was like Gumby, but with a 5 o'clock shadow, beer belly, cigarette, and a bottle of Jack. Simple, elegant. I'm not sure what my point was, but Scumby made it loud and clear. Once I started college, in the interest of possibly once maybe getting laid, I retired Scumby and graduated to more mature forms of T-shirt expression, i.e. the commemorative T-shirt. Instead of branding myself with displays of questionable humor, I now branded myself with displays of experience. The most popular commemorative T-shirt was, of course, the obscure concert tee, answering the age-old question, if I see the Pixies tonight, but next week Wendy Baum in Art History 2A doesn't know I saw the Pixies tonight, am I still cool? We also made our own T-shirts in college, commemorating everything from parties to sporting events to parties before sporting events. The image of Calvin and Hobbes, with bloodshot eyes doing a beer bong, turned out to be an amazingly versatile image. Alas, after graduation, my use of T-shirts as expression began to wane. In the workaday world, simplicity and versatility started trumping expression in my early morning fashion decisions. What does this say about who I am? Gave way to, can I wear this with black socks? Then one day, I showed up to work in an outfit composed entirely of items purchased at the Gap. Something had gone horribly wrong. And so I hit the thrift stores, determined to reclaim my sense of individual fashion. That's when I was seduced by the ironic vintage T-shirt, with its promise of prepackaged meaning and history. That's when I bought Georgetown Day School. T-shirts used to be about capturing our own lives, commemorating events we'd actually lived through, making the fleeting in some way permanent. But now, they're just another ironic wink to the world, mocking the experience of others in lieu of relishing our own. I fell for it once, but never again. I'm going back to making my own T-shirts, celebrating my own life. I'm bringing back the iron-on. So who wants a copy of June Project Manager Meeting 05? I have them with, or without, the unicorn.
Alan Olufsen is a comic and humor columnist living in Los Angeles.